Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, powered by the SID Media. It is 29 after the hour, 3 o'clock. And of course, as we promised, we're joined on the line by Pastor Ronald Chuma, talking to us this week about evangelism, and is already on the line. Muruti Dumela.
Dumela ra le kae?
Re teng Muruti, re tsogile ga gona sepe le jwang lena.
Erra, nyalo na re teng.
Eh.
Erra.
Ah, no, that's fine. Ho jwang e Botswana this afternoon? Ho tsididi ho jwang?
Oh, the temperature is perfect.
Oh, it's a perfect temperature. Lovely.
It's warm, it's cool. I'm even in a Pathfinder camp. It's a beautiful place.
Oh, lovely. I thought le Maria.
Nyara, atoga atsena. Yeah, you can tell we are getting to winter, but we are not yet there.
Ah, fantastic, fantastic. Well, yeah, Pastor, let us not take too much of your time. I do know that you, at the Pathfinder Camp, and so we are going to just get into it very quickly. We're talking about evangelism this week, and we are, focusing on a very important part of the Christian journey, and because every one of us need to be, involved all day, all hands on the deck, and so we want to understand what exactly is evangelism and who is qualified to carry it out. And of course, we'll spend this week focusing on the who, what, and how of evangelism. Now, before we go deep, Fundis, what is evangelism? How do we define and characterize it?
Evangelism is simply someone who has met Christ telling another person about the Christ that they have met. So evangelism is the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ, spreading the news of Jesus Christ through preaching, through visiting people, through lifestyle, through singing, and through anything that you really can. But the bottom line is that you are telling someone, you are telling some people, publicly, without hiding it,
okay,
that Jesus Christ is Lord. He died for us, and anyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life.
Does it have to be public?
The public part of it is that you can't evangelize in secret. You can't make it a deal with yourself that you will only evangelize when people don't know. So yes, it can be public. Yes, it can be private. But it is not hidden. You are not hiding from anyone that you are a Christian. You are not hiding from anyone that you are talking about the same Jesus.
Yeah.
So that is the part where we emphasize the fact that it is a public declaration of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Now, I do want to thank you so much for that, Mfundis. Now, I heard you saying that a person who accepts is the one that who tells others, rather, and that's what evangelism is. Now, I wonder if everyone should be doing that. I mean, other people are just shy people, they're introverts. Exactly, who is called to evangelize? I mean, looking at the fact that we're not the same,
The day you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior is the day you accept the call to evangelism. The day you say Jesus is Lord, you're also saying, I'm going to make sure someone knows about this Jesus that I have met who is Lord. Yes, we are different. Not everyone is a public speaker. Not everyone can speak in public. Not everyone can sing. Not everyone can preach. But everyone must be an evangelist.
Must.
If you're a Christian, you are an evangelist.
Because somebody may just accepting this, knowing that, you know what, I'm going to have a beautiful personal relationship, a walk with this Christ that they say. But now, if I must, I might as well just not do it, because it looks like this is a forced matter, eh?
You know, we have what we call spiritual gifts.
I see.
When you accept Christ, there is some ability that he gives you. that edifies, that edifies the church, that grows the church, that helps you edify the church. So when I started, I said that evangelism is in different forms. We have those who preach, they will preach. We have those who sing, they will sing. We have those who love, who smile when someone visits, they will smile. Others who just, when I'm going house to house to evangelize and to speak to someone, they are there to just smile and make someone feel welcome. That is also part of evangelism. When you are there, you know your duty, you know your responsibility, then you are doing it, then you are an evangelist. But we admit that there are certain abilities that are better than others. Not better, that are more appealing than others, rather. There are people who, when someone is preaching, you believe that they are evangelizing. When someone sings, you believe that they are evangelizing. But when someone smiles at visitors, you don't believe they are evangelizing. And they also don't believe they are evangelizing. So they also feel like, ah, because I've not been preaching to anyone, I've not sung to anyone, then it means I've not evangelized to anyone. Yet you have been doing a very critical job.
Now, I don't know.
Of around you are feeling at home, they're feeling welcome.
You know, it makes me think of network marketing. I'm sure you do know network marketing. That as soon as you join that network marketing, you must now go also and tell others to come and join and all of that. And some people are very allergic, as it were, to network marketing. So how do we make sure that people get in without feeling that they're getting into a scheme, as it were? Can you hear me, Pastor? I think he didn't hear me. Pastor, can you hear me?
Yes, Mr.
Oh, Muruti. Muruti. Oh, I think we lost the pastor there. Well, he is going to be talking to us, continuing to talk to us, actually. It is now 15:36, the time here on AWR. And, of course, we are having a conversation together with Pastor Ronald Chuma, who's talking to us about, evangelism and, of course, who is supposed to be evangelizing and what is evangelism. So he's actually, giving us some great ideas about evangelism. Pastor is back on the line. Now, Pastor, I do hear you. Sounds like a network marketing. As soon as people hear that, when you join, then call others, they just say, oh, no. It feels like network marketing. Does it really feel like that?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. It feels like it. It works like it. Because you are in network marketing. You are saying, I want to keep it to myself. So even evangelism applies the same thing. I want to believe that network marketing actually copied the principle from evangelism instead of the other way around. Yes, but like I said, in evangelism, there are different forms of evangelizing.
True.
All of us are called. That is the first thing. All of us are called, yes, but not all of us are doing the same thing.
Interesting. Now, Pastor, what would you say are abilities, qualifications that are needed for evangelism?
When Jesus calls you, when he calls you, he also enables you.
I see.
So he calls you, you don't know how to speak. Remember Moses? He didn't know how to speak. Yeah. He said, I can't speak, but God still said, go. So you don't have to have any special ability. You simply have to agree to the call to evangelize. And then you begin to observe yourself, and you also observe you. Then they will let you know which route you should take. Should be a preacher? Should you be a musician? Should you be an usher? Should you be a prayer warrior? Should you be all those dynamics? But all of them, they are evangelism. Different abilities, different capabilities, but all evangelism. So the only thing you need to do is to accept the call that Jesus gives you. The day you get you accept Jesus, you accept the call also.
Very interesting. It is now 22 minutes before the hour, 4 o'clock. Now, does the evangelist also need to be evangelized, Pastor? As in, should an SDA evangelist, for example, be open to learning, you know, from others with different beliefs?
Yes, you should be open. You should. An evangelist needs also to learn. You can't preach what you don't know. You can't take people to a place you have never been to.
Mm-hmm.
You can't evangelize if you've never sat down to be evangelized to. So yes, you need to evangelize too. You need to be so confident in your belief, in your faith, that
yes,
you should listen to other beliefs and other faiths,
mm-hmm,
appreciate what they are doing, learn from them, do the good that they are doing, ignore the bad that they are doing, and continue preaching.
Yeah. And are you not standing a risk of being converted if you sit down to be evangelized?
you know, when you have the confidence that your church is the right church,
oh yeah,
you should open yourself to everything,
yeah,
so that you can actually confirm how right your church is.
Oh yes, true.
Instead of hearing what you might convert you. If they convert you, it means you didn't know what you are believing,
or maybe not at the right place.
Exactly.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Muruti, I do think that we've done a basis. What is the one thing that you want to leave with the listeners as we're going to be going through this week talking about evangelism? Perhaps some things that they may look forward to or look out to as we're going to be going, or perhaps things that you would have wanted to mention as we do this intro conversation.
The first thing that we need to appreciate is that everyone is an evangelist. Everyone is an evangelist. Not pastors, not musicians, not so-and-so, not the elders. Everyone is an evangelist. And you don't have to be capable. Jesus makes you capable. When he makes you capable, you become capable indeed. So throughout the week, we are simply confirming what evangelism is, who is to evangelize and how to evangelize, and where Jesus stands in the context of evangelism.
Beautiful stuff. Well, Pastor, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. We are going to be connecting with you tomorrow again, same time and same place.
Thank you very much.
Blessings.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.